Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Jenny Linder?
There's nobody here by that name.
Okay, but maybe you can help us out. I am not selling
Okay.
anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling
Yes.
your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible and we really appreciate your time. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
Black, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
28.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Extremely motivated, okay? And generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, just somewhat, not that closely, or not at all?
Very closely.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Strong.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The COVID pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies, Republicans in Congress, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, or the Federal Reserve raising interest rates?
The Biden administration and his policies.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a short list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. And I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you. You have to have your member of Congress focus on, okay? 10, if you think it's the most important, 5, some important, and 0 means it's not at all important. And again, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay? The first issue, reducing gun violence. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
Maybe 4.
4. The next one, reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice. From 0 to 10, how important?
About an 8.
8. The next one, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. From 0 to 10?
10.
Extremely important. And the last three, creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
10.
From 0 to 10? Okay. And the last two, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
10. And fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
Maybe a 5.
5. Okay, thank you so much. And switching gears a little, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? And is that strongly approved? Okay, strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Donald Trump, from 0 to 100. How was
100.
Okay.
100.
Joe Biden?
0.
0. Tim Scott?
Maybe a 50 on that.
Black, PAC, the organization, Black PAC.
From I haven't Canada. Heard of him.
Never heard of? Okay.
Uh-uh.
Marianne Williamson. You recognize the name? Marianne Williamson.
I don't recognize her.
And the last one, MAGA Republicans, the organization.
I don't know that one either.
Okay, no problem. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, will you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who will you vote for?
Donald Trump.
And now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Probably staying about the same.
Okay. And I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. And which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? Okay? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you. Books banned that threaten to erase our history. Donald Trump getting elected president again. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Stagnant wages and rising costs. The lack of quality education opportunities. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Or the last two, rising crime and violence, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Probably the crimes, I think it was the one next
rising
to the last.
Crime and violence?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. And... Oh, I'm sorry, give me 1 second. Okay, and has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more favorable towards them or less favorable?
Less favorable.
Much more unfavorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Which one did you say?
Much more unfavorable or just somewhat more unfavorable?
Much more of it. Much more.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 75% now. And thank you for your time, really. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. And for each one, just tell me how important that is to you. The first one created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments and are non-white and nearly 60% are women. The most ever. That's very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse. Is that very important, somewhat, not very important, or not at all?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID.
Very important.
Okay. And the last one, cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. Is that very important? Somewhat not very important or none at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Thank you so much. And now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? And is that strongly approved? It's strongly disapproved or just some disapproved?
Strongly disapproved.
And now we're basically in the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to read you to state some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. And please rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5, it's somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it's not all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. And you can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs. Ignoring that they spend a lifetime earning than paying for those benefits, we must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents. Is that very convincing, somewhat, or not at all, from 0 to 10?
Very convincing, probably 10.
Is that a 10, okay? And the last one? We're facing the largest threat to our rights and freedom from extremists since the 60s. They have attacked reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history, by trying to ban books on slavery, even attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as the new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going back to Jim Crow. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
Zero.
Zero? Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use
10.
Any number. 10, okay? And what stood out to you most from the argument you just heard? In a few words.
Do what now?
What stood out to you most from the argument you just heard? In a few words. The most important.
Probably the Social Security one.
Okay, okay. Just let me record that very fast. Thank you so much. And now we're almost done. This is basically the last few questions, just for statistical purposes only. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps, and please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days, okay?
Okay.
Twitter, yes or no?
No.
YouTube?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
Apple News?
No.
Instagram?
No.
TikTok?
No.
And Snapchat?
No.
Okay. And the last two questions, for statistical purposes only, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college, or vocational certificate, or college graduate, or postgraduate?
High school graduate.
Okay, thank you. And are you married or married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
All of them are.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
It's a small town. I guess you might say rural.
Okay. And where... one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay, this concludes the survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.